Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. I hope you're well. This is going to be a little bit wholesome now.
Okay.
So we started the show this morning with a special round of Beat the Intro, which was kind of Disney related. But this is going to be incredibly feel good and lovely and warm and fuzzy.
Oh,
and
God, on my first day back, you want to go fuzzy.
Yeah. Right. Are you over the Disney part of the show yet?
I think I'll have some nightmares tonight. Yes. Wake up in a cold sweat.
Like, is it weird to say that sometimes I just put on Disney music when I'm going home?
No, look, it's happy music. I get it. And I love the Jungle Book soundtrack, to be fair.
It is really good.
Yeah.
Just the Jungle Book.
And that's it.
If I had to pick one, it would be the Jungle Book and that alone. This is what we're talking about this morning. Today actually is National Best Friends Day.
Oh, okay.
And a few weeks ago, I met my friend for coffee. I'm going to stray away from best friend, as in like we're talking bestest friends, right? And on this show, we're actually paying tribute to your oldest friend in the world, right?
Yeah, well, you got to be careful with that because I've said that about people and they get upset. I'm not your oldest friend. I'm your friend you know the longest.
Yeah.
Do you know, not oldest.
Well, that's exactly what happened in this situation. So I met my friend. I was meant to go for a walk with her a couple of weeks ago. I think I can say her name. I think she's still in France. Anyway, we met and we were meant to go for a walk and we couldn't, and we went for tea and we sat down and ordered a pot of tea and we got a Kit Kat between us, right? Mm-hmm. And her name is Olga and she is my oldest friend in the world. Now, she is actually older than me.
Okay.
But she's also my oldest friend. Like, we met when we were, I think, 6 in drama class, and we've been friends ever since. And okay. Like, our lives are kind of like, you know, I lived away, she lived away, but we always kind of come back to each other. And I think there's something lovely about a friendship that is not a friendship where you're in each other's lives or you know exactly what's going on at all times, but when you do see each other, because you have that kind of, I suppose, history of knowing each other from mm-hmm. a very young age. Like, there's pictures of me at her birthday party and like her at mine and on stage together when we were kids.
Aww.
And you know, we've just shared things that, like, I suppose, unite us in a way that, you know, it's just a bond. It's just this lovely, lovely bond. And I think of her so warmly and like, I can't imagine not knowing what's ever going on in her life, if you know what I mean. You know, we've moved forward and like, there's no, we've moved forward. We both live very different lives, but you know, she's always there. And I just think there's something, something lovely about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
What we did want to do this morning was, maybe you have one, but there was a bit of a mission to find the person who has maybe been friends with somebody since the first day they walked into like junior infants or play school and has kept that friendship. Because I do think that's incredible, isn't it? That you would still be a part of someone's life that you met on, say, your first day of like baby infants.
Yeah.
Did you call it baby infants, actually?
I called it
junior.
No, we didn't call it first babies and second babies.
What? First babies?
First babies and second babies. That's
never
before you get first class.
We were baby infants. But like, yeah, anyway, so sorry. Do you still have?
I do.
I have two. Go on.
Very quickly.
Oh my God.
One is my friend Gary.
You meet him in primary school?
No, I didn't meet him in primary school. I was going to say, I met Gary a little bit later. I was 12, okay?
So I don't know. I'm only joking.
Yeah. So I met him when I was 12 because I moved to a new estate and then started hanging around with this gang. And then we were friends as teenagers. And then I went off to Dublin for 7 years. And then I came back and I moved in with Gary.
And we lived together
for 15 years.
Oh my God.
And then he found love with a girl from Cork, moved to Cork, has had babies down there, but we still catch
still
up
besties.
A few times a year. The other one I would mention is my friend Liz, who I was out with on Saturday.
Yeah.
We are friends. Well, I wouldn't say we grew up across, like, on the same street.
No way.
Yeah. And we weren't really, like, good pals as kids. I was kind of more friendly with her brother, okay? But we knew each other because we were around the same age and stuff, and we, you know, kind of got on. And then again I moved and that's how I got to meet Gary, and that was it. And blah, blah, blah. 3 years later Liz arrives down and she starts going out with one of my best friends.
God, so she kind of came back
and
around.
Then the two of us really clicked at that point because we had the same wild sense of humour.
Okay.
So they went out and then they split up and I moved to Dublin for 7 years, didn't see or hear from her.
Yeah.
Moved back to Waterford to launch Beat, went to the local pub, sitting at the bar, and we reconnect.
I love those reconnection stories. Yeah. I know you're a great
three
pals.
Nights a week.
Three nights a week?
Back then, yeah.
What age were you?
We were 20s, 24, 25 maybe.
Amy, you'd want to get out.
Yeah. Then she moved into my house for a while, lived there for a while.
Yeah.
And then life got busy. She had babies, blah, 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 blah. But we still reconnect a few times a year and go out on mad ones like Saturday night.
Oh, I think that's lovely.
Oh my God.
But is there anybody, do you think, that that met like on that first day of kind of primary school or even play school? You know?
Yeah.
Like, imagine meeting someone in play school and still being in their life. I think that's mad. Actually, there is a girl I'm still friendly with that I was in play school with now that I say it. Yeah. She was the one that put pseudo cream all over me when we were kids. Okay. She wanted us to be snowmen.
Okay, that sounds fair enough. Okay, can you do this? Is there somebody listening who has a bestie that you met really small and you're still in each other's lives, whether that's play school or primary school?
This is the warm, fuzzy, wholesome section of Beat Breakfast, just to really welcome Niall back. Mm. Give us your lovely, fuzzy, warm stories this morning. Friendship all the way. Your bestest, oldest friends. 085 1029 103. Many of you out there this morning, and we love the stories that are coming in. Christine, we'll start with you, darling girl. Yours is gorgeous.
How are you?
We're good,
lovey, we're good. So you've been best friends with your pal since you were babies. Talk to us, what happened? How did you meet?
So I'm going to say we're second cousins. Our dads are first cousins.
Okay.
So, like, we grew up kind of in the same street together. Well, she was one street over.
Okay.
But, yeah, our parents were friends too. Her mom is godmother to my brother.
Okay.
As well. So, I went to school together. Still besties. We're only back from Portugal together too.
No way. So. Just the two of you?
Ah, no. A couple of the girls went together. Okay. So.
And you lived together as well?
We lived together for a little while, yeah.
And it is that thing, isn't it, of like, you've gone through so much together. You've gone through so many different versions of yourself, I suppose.
Oh, so many different nights. Yeah, we have. Mm. Has been. School, college. She went off to college, Cork, for a couple of years. We kind of had a little, you know, lull of, I won't say a lull of friendship. We were kind of always still talking when she was there and the whole lot. But yeah, still besties since kids. I still remember her communion day. I thought she was going to kill me because I had an umbrella. But she didn't. We were all getting pictures taken and the umbrella got caught in her hair.
The umbrella was such the pinnacle of like, communion day chic, wasn't it? Like, yeah. It was such...
Now it's caught in your best friend's hair, so...
And did she not have an umbrella?
No, I don't think she did, no, but I had one and we were putting it up and we were getting the pictures and I pulled it down too low and I nearly pulled the style out of her hair.
You nearly ended the friendship right there.
We love it.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
amazing. Absolutely. Christine.
But we've been constant in each other's lives now, which is great, and our kids are friends as well too, so...
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's lovely.
That's really special. Yeah. Christine, okay. That's exactly
we'll let you get back to the shopping, Christine. Have a good day.
Bye, bye.
Loads and loads of messages coming in on this. Let's read a couple of the texts coming in. We'd one from Steph. Guys, I'm 35. I grew up on an estate in Enniscorthy and our friend group was formed on the street with one of them being my neighbour. So 34 years, we've all been friends. Still got the group chat. All of babies. We've been at each other's weddings. I couldn't imagine being a girl and not having a friend group like we do. We don't see each other that often as life is busy, but the group chat is busy.
That's so sweet. Claire said, morning guys, I met my best friend in junior infants in John's Road School in Wexford. She stole my seat because she thought I looked nice and wanted to be my best friend. We're both 40 now. Neva's lived in Cork, Dublin, Argentina. We've stayed friends all that time. We're both from Wexford. She's moving back to Cork for good in July and I honestly can't wait. Have a great day from Claire. That's gorgeous.
Elaine says, guys, I have three besties since I was a child. I met the first one when I was two. She lived across the road from me and the two others in play school. I'm still the best of friends with them to this day and I'm 35.
Oh, these are gorgeous.
Okay, let's hear a couple of the voice notes on this. We'll start with Donna in Clonmel.
I have a best friend since first year and the two of us are 38 this year. Still the best friends.
Fair play. Nick was on from Wexford.
Morning, Beat. I just wanted to tell you about my best friend, Jenna Marr.
We have been friends since we were 4 years old, since the very first day of primary school. And now we're both 42 years of age and we're still best of friends. And I love her to bits. And weirdly enough, she's actually Cathy Wex's show was Cathy Wex next door neighbour. Or she was until she moved to Wales. And I miss her loads and I love her loads.
Aww. That's so sweet, Nick. I know Jenna. She's gorgeous.
Aww. It's a very small world.
Yeah.
And Wexford girls.
Cathy Wex getting a shout out in the middle of it.
I don't know her name on this, but it's a lovely story.
Hi, Beat. Just heard your segment on lifelong friendships and I wanted to share my lifelong friendship with you when I was 3 years old back in 1985. My family moved to St. John's Park and I'm not sure how it happened. It must have happened on the street corner. I suppose we were all out playing, my brother and sister as well. And I met a little girl the same age as me called Tracy Power and we've been friends ever since. We're both a lot older now. We're 44, so 41 years of friendship and still going strong.
Yeah.
And we try to get a night away together every year and we text pretty much most days. So love you loads, Tracy, if you're listening to this. I'm probably after mortifying, yeah. And hope all of those people out there are enjoying their besties still because it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have.
This has done exactly what I wanted to. I better not leave the segment without shouting out Cathy Wex because she got a message. Like, we did meet later in life, as in, like, I was 15.
Yeah.
But I feel like I knew her since I was small anyway.
Yeah. So just one last thing. Lads, have you any friends? Lads.
Yeah, where's the lads?
Have you any friends at all, lads?
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Right, let's do this. It's Wednesday. It is Folly to Cinema Day.
Okay, so how this works, if you're just joining us, it is movies. We've got two movies for Show and two movies for Aoife. I will give them in three different languages the titles of the movie and you've got to work out what it is. And you play along at home. Play along. See if you can beat them to it.
Okay? It does have great play along ability, yeah. Which is one of the reasons why we found since we introduced this game back in April that it's been a
popular one.
A rip-roaring success.
I was just saying that French is currently is going to take place today for the Leaving Cert.
Oh.
This could be a nice little bit of fun prep.
Yeah. Okay.
Potentially, no.
Okay, well, if there's French in there. And there's not a lot of French today. There's only one French.
Oh, block your ears, so.
We did a couple of French last week as Killian was heading off to France.
Very good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, go on.
Who's going first?
You go.
I'll go.
Okay. Aoife, you're going first. Right, your first movie and your first language. Now, Icelandic.
Brilliant.
Now, okay. I'm interested in that one.
Mm.
I'd say because we have shared Norse history. Okay, we'll see. We'll see.
We just are both northerly with an eye at the start. Share. Okay, Icelandic. Let me give this a go. It's not going to help. Yarn muddering.
That's good, though.
Thanks. Yarn muddering.
You're muttering.
No. No.
Yarn muddering.
No, and that's just my pronunciation.
Morning.
No, it's not until morning.
Mother.
No.
Young.
No. Let's move on. Next up, you're getting Spanish.
Oh. Hola, ¿qué tal?
Hombre de hierro.
Something about the hero. The Superman.
Close, isn't it?
Superman. Is there a movie? Supergirl? No.
There is a movie Supergirl, but it's not.
No. Is it a superhero? Can I say?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The bad hero. Deadpool.
No. Niall's patience for this game, like, since April, has literally... It started at about, like, 80, and now it's dwindled.
Come on,
down.
Niall. Okay, superhero. Spider-Man.
No.
Okay, what's Irish?
Okay, your final one is Irish. Far Éireann.
Ah, come on now.
Come on. Far Éireann.
Éireann, like team.
I-A-R-A-I-N-N. Éireann.
I-A-R...
A-I-N-N.
Superman. Batman.
No.
What?
Erin.
Erin.
Yeah, Tinka, it's pretty much the same word. Do you know what? It's hard when you're in it. I'll give it to you.
I've been that person. Aaron.
Yeah, think of the word Aaron.
Aaron.
Very similar in English. Literally the same. Come on.
Are you laughing at me, Aaron?
Nobody's laughing at you because I've been in your shoes, darling girl. I would not laugh at you for a second because I know when you're in the middle of it. But think about the word Aaron and then think of, it's literally the same word.
Iron Man.
Oh, thank God.
I know what that's like. It's when everyone else is clocked it and you're going, huh?
Oh yeah, no, yeah. Oh, you were actually saying it's actually the same word as in English. Yeah, the brain isn't braining this morning.
You got
okay,
this.
Your second movie and first language is Italian.
Oh, ciao bella.
Okay, incontrari genitori.
Again, please, Niall.
Incontrari genitori.
I won't say what I want to say.
Okay, contrary.
Yeah.
Angry men.
No.
Angry bosses.
No. Genitori.
Incontrari genitori. Nothing to do with anger.
Nope.
And opposite.
Nope.
Okay, go on.
Spanish next.
Oh.
Conocer a los padres.
Oh, padres.
Yeah.
Priest, father.
Yeah, she's right.
Daddy,
there.
Big daddy.
Yeah.
Well, is that right, daddy?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
He's so mad.
It's not fathers,
Amy,
okay?
Can we film this sometime? It's like, do you ever see that episode of Friends where Ben Stiller is like, what's in the cup, Ross? What's in the cup? That's who you remind me of.
No, okay, so padres in this case is not fathers.
And it's
but
not
it
a priest.
Is. No. No, but it is. Connoisseur a los padres.
Connoisseur.
Yeah.
Oh, connoisseur on a connoisseur. So if you're a connoisseur, you're kind of an expert.
No.
Who said that as well, to be fair?
No, this I like your logic, but no.
Go again, one more, please.
Connoisseur a los padres.
To be fair, something of the father.
You're right in the father sense, but it's not fathers, okay?
The something of... Okay, go on anyway.
Okay, and finally the Irish.
Well.
Bullock lesh na tish mahori.
Oh, beat the parents.
Yeah. So I think in the Spanish you could have male and female version of parents, and that's why.
Are you going priest? Padre Pio was in there. There was a lot going on.
Wait, it's quite deflating at the end, like even though she got it.
Can't believe you have to do this again with another two of them.
Niall, you
no,
you're
I
meant
love
to
it.
Love your job.
Oh, you love her, don't you?
Poor Niall's had a lot to deal with in the middle of Jazzy there, didn't you? Are you okay?
I just missed the lads.
What lads?
Just any lads.
What lads you miss?
Any lads.
Yeah, but what? Like, who are you missing? Like, you've had me for 5 years.
Like a lads here to talk about lads stuff.
I tried to talk to you about Jamie Vardy.
No, it didn't work.
Any lads want to come here 085102?
Okay, let's do this. Round two. It's Show's Go for Folly du Cinema. Two more movies.
A brilliant hump day game. Let's do this. Niall gives me the movie in three different languages. That's how long I have to hopefully get it right. Go for it.
Mm. Okay, we're going to start with this one. And your first language is Welsh.
Oh,
I know. Miss Bach Hulman. Miss Bach Hulman.
I don't think there's any
similar
Welsh
words
that
between
seems
Welsh.
Maybe. Yeah.
Miss Bach Hulman.
Backleman,
Miss Back. No.
What okay.
There's nothing to do with Miss. Like it's nothing.
I don't think I feel like Welsh is very much.
It's like Irish.
A standalone kind of like language. Okay.
Okay. What will I go for next? I'll go for the Irish actually next. Banusel biog greina.
Small bian.
Banusel biog greina.
Usel greina. What's greina? Greina is. Greina is sun, sky, sun. Ban usul. Ban as in woman.
Yeah.
Woman of the sky, Banty. Woman of the. You know what it is, do you? Woman of the. Is it something woman of the? Am I
no.
on the right track?
No.
Ban. Sky. Ban usul. Is that like.
Greina is sun woman. Okay, what's the next language?
Your final language is Spanish. Pequeña señorita sol.
The woman, yeah, so señorita sol is sun woman. Oh my God, what's wrong with me?
What's wrong with you?
See, it's very hard when you're in this position.
Because you mentioned this movie to me very recently. I don't know, was it on Movie Madness or were you just talking about it?
One more time, go on.
Pequeña señorita sol.
So, Heck, that's the bit I don't know.
Yeah, that's not a point. Senorita Sol. Yeah, okay.
Senorita is woman. Nobody's getting it on WhatsApp. I'll turn that away. But like, okay. Nobody's getting it. So that makes me feel slightly better that I'm not an idiot. What's in the cup, Ross? What's in the cup?
Okay, so keywords across the different languages. In Irish, beog.
Small.
Yeah, or another word for small.
Tiny.
No.
Little.
Yes.
Little women.
No.
Okay.
Keyword in the Welsh is the first one. Miss.
Miss.
Yeah,
little,
that'll do enough.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Yay! Woo! Senorita Sol.
Yes, okay. It was on Movie Madness, and it's kind of a unusual... It's a little bit of a cult movie, I think. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I think it won the Oscars.
Did it? Okay. It's a little bit of a movie with a difference. It's about a girl that goes on a movie pageant, and they travel in a camper van across America.
And there's a lot of sad adult storylines around
the
her, but
are
it kind of works.
Yeah, she's brilliant in it. Sorry, we've gone off there.
It's not a movie review segment. You know?
I know, Niall,
we'll
but
get you
I,
on
just
the grills,
I just think if anybody was listening, they might want to know. Okay, go on.
Okay, here's your second.
Yeah.
First language is German, which isn't, Moosh is me, my best one. Here we go. Glücklicher Fuser. Glücklicher Fuser.
Glücklicher
Fuser.
Fuser. Fuser. Can you spell Glücklicher?
G-L-U with some kind of accent. C-K-L-I-C-H-E. So it looks like Glücklicher, but it's Glücklicher. I checked that with the audio on the Google
Translate. Well done, I'm impressed. You did your homework.
Yeah.
Glücklicher, okay?
Fuser.
Fuser. Foosball is football.
Oh!
Foot. Feet. My left foot.
That's what I thought too.
No, it's not that.
That's a good guess, though.
Great guess.
It's
a great guess. I don't know where you pulled that out of.
But am I on the right track here?
Somewhat, yeah.
Who's? Okay.
Okay.
Who's? Hang on. Legs.
No.
Okay, I'm going off.
Colder.
Stay with feet.
Colder.
Football. Football.
No.
Feet. Feet.
Come on, can you do it in one? No.
Cold. In one. Yeah. Oh, I've never done it in one. Feet. Happy feet.
Yeah. She actually collapsed in a chair. Yeah, the remaining clues, in French it was Pierrot, and in Irish it was Cossa Sonna.
I actually think I wouldn't have gotten...
I don't know where you got the feet
because
from.
Because I did German, so and my great-granddad was...
Our ancestry.
Yeah.
But where did the feet... Foosball.
I knew that, yeah. Foos.
I used to always get mixed up between Happy Feet and March of the Penguin. One of them is a cartoon about it, and the other one is a documentary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're very different.
I'm actually a little bit speechless.
Is that the first time I've ever got it on one? Like, that's unbelievable.
Go on, show. Beat breakfast. All the gossip. Right on the sauce, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive through. Supermax.ie. All the gossip. I've found my latest bandwagon, lads.
Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry.
There isn't a sport bandwagon she will not jump on.
I mean, I wouldn't like to leave anybody out, okay? Mm. So I've decided my latest bandwagon, and if you were off social media over the weekend, or indeed yesterday, you might have missed the fact that there was a certain bus travelling around the southeast with a certain girl on the side of it. We're talking Katie Taylor. And
she's in this room, and actually, I'm looking, right? There's a half-empty bottle of water.
Is that her water?
Could we put that online and sell it, maybe?
My God, she took a few sips. She's the undisputed super lightweight champion. She is going to end her stellar career. It was announced over the weekend. A fight against unbeaten French fighter Flora Pili at Croke Park in Dublin on Saturday, September 5th. Taylor already holds the IBF, WBA and WBO titles at £140. And she got her wish. This was what her dream was. She said, if I'm signing off, I want to do this. Croke Park, sellout crowd, 5th of September. She's made her dream a reality. It's happening. And over the weekend, she was doing the rounds. She did a tour of the southeast, and she was standing yesterday. Hang on, I need to move. Yeah, right there.
I just moved myself
into the exact location that she was chatting to our Lydia Day doll. Look, hang on a second.
She's right there.
Yeah. Perfect.
Delighted. Can't wait.
Honestly, I'm jumping on it. Is anybody else not feeling like you want to jump on the Katie Taylor bandwagon?
Oh, I'm obsessed. Like, I want to go.
Also, there were definitely nights where I set my alarm to get up and watch her in the middle of the night. Like, it's not, you know, it wouldn't, like, what is the capacity of Croke Park? Is it 80,000?
Around 80,000.
Yeah. Like, I want to be there. I want to be there.
Well, it's a Saturday, so, you know.
But it's a momentous occasion. Like,
well, the last boxer to fight there was Muhammad Ali.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, for somebody to have achieved the success that Katie Taylor has achieved and to go out like this in front of her home crowd where she knows that, like, she's adored, you know, she's proved herself so many times over. I just think this is incredible. I really do. And I think fair play to her getting on that tour bus over the weekend and
going
out.
She's working hard.
She is working hard.
She said she was mortified of how the size of it.
Amy met her.
She didn't tell me she was mortified. She was lovely though.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of time for everyone. She's a really sweet girl. But yeah, she said the size of it and her face being plastered, she was like, I'm so embarrassed.
Why is it so big?
I don't know.
Like, I want to see inside it. Because like, you said there's no beds in it.
She apparently said there's no beds on it, or like,
oh yeah, she's not sleeping on it. It's not like a tour bus. It's a regular bus that's been wrapped.
It's not a regular bus.
It's the same as the cabinet bus you get to Dublin.
Niall, it's not a regular bus. It's bigger than a cabinet. It's bigger than a bus. It's not.
It's humongous.
Niall, the thing had to be reversed in here. You couldn't be going around corners in that. I don't know how it does roundabouts at all.
You wouldn't be able to park it.
I would not be able to park it. Anyway, she had a chat with our Lydia yesterday afternoon and everybody was so blown away by her. But this is the nugget that we took from it. She was
asked, if they had to put a big giant statue of Katie Taylor in Bray, where would you like it located?
Outside McDonald's.
Okay, I know the Bray McDonald's. Is that the one on the main street?
Yeah, central.
Yeah, it's a very, like, it's main street, so okay. it's a very good location. I suppose, asked the question of all of us, if we were to have a statue, not that we ever would, because we're never going to achieve Katie Taylor status, but
where's your gun in Wexford?
I really feel like I can only, there's two options. I'm going Bullring or beside the Harp.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to take away from the Harp. The Harp is for the Fla, so I don't want to, but also the Bullring. Lot of footfall.
Yeah.
Probably a lot more footfall.
Everybody having a
I'll take the Bullring.
Having a drink in Mackens, looking out at Shauna Lyons in the Bullring.
Bullring, final decision.
Yeah. I'm like you, I'm torn between two. So option number one for me in Waterford for my statue to pay tribute to everything I've achieved. Jury's up on the hill. They haven't done anything with that for years.
Okay.
You could knock that hotel and huge statue like the one in... Well, no, it's the hotel's like been empty for 15, okay. 20 years and they haven't knocked it. So knock that huge statue in Nile. Like, what's that one in Brazil? The
Christ the Redeemer.
Yeah, Redeemer. Yeah, that size, right?
Okay, yeah.
The other thing I'm asking is, do we really need the clock tower in Waterford? I know it's there hundreds of years, but like, let's do something new with the key. Knock Niall. The clock tower.
Oh my
Niall.
God, that is so disrespectful. Like, I'm not like obstructing. Like, I was even going to go little beside the Harp. You're knocking down, like, you know, historical monuments.
Yeah.
You can't be knocking down the clock tower to put your face there.
It's time
Sorry
to mix it
now.
Up. Freshen God. It up for 2026. Now, Amy Mullingar will be tough because you already got the Joe Dolan statue, don't you?
And Niall Horan. Yeah.
Is there a Niall Horan statue?
No, there's not a statue. There's a mural that has never been taken down. It was meant to be a temporary thing, but it's just there now.
I'd like a mural actually.
But I think I'm going to stay away from them and I'm going to head up the town, and there's a green bridge. Well, it's not actually green, but it's called the Green Bridge, and it's right beside my favourite Chinese China Garden. On the
Chinese
bridge.
Is a good shout.
It's funny you say that. We had a message just in from Sandra, who says show statue should go outside your favourite Chinese.
I wonder would Tengs be up for a little bit of collab. Like, just a small kind of like plaque or something with my face.
Your statue would have you with a beef 4-in-1.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and show on Beat Breakfast.
Oh yeah. Well, it's right. Our show. It's Niall and myself and producer Amy with you this morning. It is Thursday and Niall was off last week and he was hanging out with some family and a topic of conversation came up. Go for it.
So this last Friday I was with my nieces and their mom, my sister-in-law, and my mom, who'd be their granny.
Yes.
Okay? And we were all sitting around and we were chatting about everything from piercings to tattoos, and both of my young nieces, I'll do a shout out, Emily and Evie.
Morning.
They have quite long nails. Now, I don't know, are they shellac? I don't know.
They're as long as mine.
Longer. quite, like, really long. And my mother, not really kind of being in and au fait with the nails thing, was looking at them going, I don't know how you do anything with that. How do you wipe your bum? She asked.
Come on, Valerie.
These are the kind of conversations
kind of
we have.
Questions. Yeah. Yeah, keeping it real.
And the girls just laughed and went, no, it's fine, you get around. But it did strike me, and I've often thought about this with the girls that I've worked with, when I look at the nails, how do you do the basic stuff? Like, even here, pushing up faders and typing and stuff, or scratching yourself. Like,
oh, it's perfect for scratching
yeah,
yourself.
Yeah, well, yeah,
like,
yeah.
If you have a scratch, come here. Like, look at that. Oh yeah, see, you like that.
Yeah. But, like, it must be difficult to just get around, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's not. Like, nails are just, they're just, you just do it now. You just get on with it. No complaints. You just do it. They don't get stuck. They don't, like, I can type away. I can go to the bathroom. I can cook from time to time.
On a rare occasion.
It doesn't impact.
Okay, sorry, another question. Can you pick your nose? I'm not saying you would, but
no,
could you?
No, I'm not a picker, I don't
it's
think.
Possible.
It's
possible.
It's definitely, like, if you had to do a little, you know, like, if you got something just there, it's actually probably, some would say, maybe easier.
It's a good scoop.
Oh, that's disgusting. They actually...
So you decided that I should learn a little this morning on Beat Breakfast.
So what we've done is producer Amy has bought you some false nails. We didn't want to do the whole kind of...
I want to go swimming later, acrylic. So I need these to come off.
They might not come off today.
You didn't tell me that.
They're glued on.
Yeah, but like, it's not like...
Well, I wouldn't recommend taking them off straight away. You'd need a couple of days.
No, okay. Scrap this. We'll just talk about Tommy Boat for the next
He's
3 minutes.
He's so serious. Yeah. They'll come off.
Okay.
Look at your face.
I'll just get a nail clippers and clip them down if I need to.
That'll be worse. Anyway, we've bought
or
you...
Or I'll bite them like I normally do.
Oh, gross. We've got a packet of Sosu Cosmetics salon nails in seconds, and they've come with complete with nail glue. Now, we did discover yesterday, Niall has a very big nail bed.
I have a good nail bed. I didn't know this thing existed, but so, I'm a very tall man and I have a good
nail bed. No, not a good nail bed. A big nail bed.
A wide
nail bed.
Putting that on the Tinder. Low legs, tall man, wide nail bed.
And likes fake nails. What we want to do this morning is we are asking you, those who wear, if they're acrylic, gel, false nails, whatever they may be, what challenges do you face as a nail wearer, and what advice have you got for the main man?
I honestly would love to just hear from you, because I'm going to have these on for the day, so I need to know tips, I need to know things that I might face into in terms of, as show said, challenges, things that might be difficult, just any general advice. You might send us a quick voice note, 085 102 9103, as to help me cope for the first time with my long nails.
Like, Niall wouldn't be used to being, I suppose, like, what's the word, like, vulnerable, if you need something done for you, do you know what I mean? Like, and you might find yourself, you're very independent, so you might find there's certain things, like when you're going up for your coffee and, like, I don't know, I can foresee a couple of things that will be just a little bit kind of unusual for you.
Okay,
so I'm slightly worried.
Okay, 085 102 9103, nails wearers, what do I need to know today? And while we're playing Calvin and Jazzy, show is going to get to work right here in studio.
Wake up, come on, get on up,
start your day with Niall and Show on Beat.
Oh my. Okay, if you're just joining us, it is Thursday morning. It's the 11th of June. And on the back of Niall being out with his family last weekend and his mum commenting on her granddaughter's nails, saying, how do you do anything with those on? Niall decided to put it to the test.
Yeah.
And he just allowed me to apply some false Sosu nails to him here live
Beautiful.
On the show this morning. Now, I will admit, I only got one hand done.
With one hand.
You do have to press down.
Yeah.
But so he's wearing a kind of, what is that? It's not French tip. It's kind of like ombre. They're ombre nails.
Ombre.
And he's got one hand done, and we'll get to the advice in a second. Lots of thoughts coming in from those who wear your hand nearly goes.
It's funny. Sorry.
Kyle, nobody can see what
Sorry,
you're doing.
I'm just scratching my head, scratching paper, and just getting used to this new sensation.
This is so bizarre. Well, how does it feel?
Well, I can't. I've no feeling in my fingers because of how hard you were pressing down those nails.
I had to press hard to keep them on.
So I've lost the circulation in my fingers.
Oh, so dramatic.
Other than it's the extra length of sense.
Why
of
do
touch.
You keep putting your hands out straight? Like, what?
What am I meant to do with them?
Just be.
You can't put your hands in your pockets, really, can you?
I can put my hand in my pocket. Don't do it yet. The glue hasn't set properly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, right.
You don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. I've only one hand done at the moment. It's just, it's a whole different sensation.
Okay, let's get through some of the these are beautiful nails. The top message here is from these beautiful pink nails from Carolyn. I think she's on the bus. Coming from an avid nail lady and currently mine are short, some tips, a baby spoon for opening tins or cans.
This is a popular one because Lisa said the same.
Hi guys, Lisa from Waterford. I wore acrylics for years and one of the main thing was I used to have to use a teaspoon to open the top of a can. So like a Coke Zero can or any kind of can with a ring, you have to stick the spoon underneath and lift it to open it first without sticking your finger there with your nail because it would break.
Okay, thanks for that, Lisa. Stacey just warning, closing buttons on clothes is tricky.
Yeah, it can be kind of like, because it's finicky, I suppose. So what I have is one of my rings.
I hope it doesn't get glued to my finger.
When I did his left hand, I was like, that's your engagement hand. So
that one.
Yeah. Cool. I'm going to put my ring on your... Oh, it doesn't fit. But like, just hold it up.
I said yes to the ring.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Niall and
Show
on Beat Breakfast.
Rachel's here.
Morning.
She is acting as a independent adjudicator on a round of who'd pull first, everybody.
Can I explain it?
Yeah, I know. I make an absolute hames of this every time without fail. So this is a game where Niall and I are at a bar. It's the end of the night and standing beside us is a very well-known celebrity. And we lock eyes with a person across the bar. Mm. And the question is, who would pull first, us or the celebrity we're standing beside? Did I just do that?
That was pretty
flawlessly.
Good.
Yeah, pretty good. Please be upstanding.
Right. And for the purposes of this, the person who is choosing is bi. So it could be a guy, could be a girl. You could be up against anyone.
Okay. Yeah,
it's an open opportunity.
An added element, shall we say. Yeah. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's give me the sexy music.
Okay. You want to give me mine first or do you want?
Yeah, no problem.
I was given a warning before 7 this morning that mine are not to be controversial. But last time I was too controversial.
Because last time, what did he have?
I gave you the
Tommy
bark with,
Fleming.
And the bark with the good hair.
So, like, let's just, your first celebrity this morning is a very much... in the news of the last few days because he was at the Formula One with his beautiful partner. I'm talking Lewis Hamilton.
I think Lewis Hamilton's hot.
Gorgeous. I wouldn't actually fancy him, but I think he's gorgeous.
I think he's probably quite short. I just get that vibe.
Do you think so?
I think he's relatively short. But I think, you know, and he's pushing on for a Formula One driver. He's like 38, 39 now. But I've always thought Lewis Hamilton is quite cute and hot.
He's had what height? 5'9".
5'9" is not... What are you?
You're 5'10". Yeah, I'm a very tall man, Rachel.
Oh my God, not this again. You're not a... If Lewis Hamilton is small...
He's short.
Yeah, but
I'm a very tall man.
An inch in the difference.
There's a huge gap
That's
there.
Absolute nonsense.
Yeah. I'm towering over him.
The question is, who'd pull first?
Lewis Hamilton's going to pull first. He's a bloody Formula One driver.
Yeah, I think so. And he's after getting Kim Kardashian, so look at...
Yeah, that wasn't...
No. He was with Nicole Scherzinger for years.
Yeah,
no, I was looking at all the clips of her yesterday. What a tool. She shouldn't have been allowed in Monaco. Oh. Did you see poor Michael McIntyre?
I did.
Oh, God. They
Michael
actually injured...
McIntyre, the TV
him and Holly Willoughby were being interviewed.
I saw, and they got...
And the waves
got
went through,
up.
And they got shot.
I did see this.
She also was walking at one stage, and on the winner's podium, Kimi Antonelli, on his podium was a towel... for when he gets off and he's all hot because he's been in the car for 2 hours and she just picked up, stole the towel to mop her head. She shouldn't be allowed
she could have
in the pit lane.
Yeah, she could be flushed. It might be very hot there. He said, and you can give out on his behalf, but he said it was so lovely to have her there as
sure
a support. So he's no complaints. Yeah. He's no complaints.
We only just shook off Jerry Halliwell and now we've got Kim. Brilliant. Right, who's next?
Next on your list this morning is from my home county, Mr. Lee Chin.
Now, again, I think Lee's a hot lad. He's in the ads of the Two Johnnies
at the
moment.
The Two Johnnies ads are everywhere at the moment, aren't they?
And like, if you've seen that ad, he's shirtless and he's certainly...
Is that the one where he goes, Johnny, what are you doing in my house?
Yeah.
But there's a couple of different versions of it. There's one sitting in the garden.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I can't compete with that bod, really, can I? Come on now, be honest.
I've met Lee Chin. I've interviewed him, and he's actually so lovely as well. Can you compete with Lee Chin?
He's a
I feel like Rachel needs
hurler.
To be independent here because I'm too close.
I like him
to
Lee Chin.
Oh, there we go.
So you're biased, basically.
Yeah.
This seems really unfair. You're putting me in a bar with all these top athletes. Tonight, you know,
I didn't really
hope.
Think about it like that. I actually just saw like, he keeps popping up on my screen. He was very
I
much.
I don't know, what should we look it up?
No, as in, he keeps coming up on the ad. I think it's on Love Island, and that ad keeps coming up.
I'm not losing this. And Lee Chin's got
to
go
first. Do you agree, Rach?
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
And finally, your last celebrity this morning, she presented the Tony Awards the other night, and she's such a star. We're talking Pink.
Pink, get down.
You know, people, what's surprising, I'm a huge fan of Pink, but musically.
Have you seen her?
Yeah, many years ago.
I really want to see her live.
But a lot of people don't like her.
What?
I was surprised at this.
I never heard this. I thought she was meant to be lovely.
I know a lot of people who
Why?
I don't know. Is it that they don't like her music or they don't like her attitudes? But yeah, quite a few good friends of mine that I would value their opinion.
But hang on a second.
And they say, no nothing.
Are these just people that are sitting on their couch and decide they don't like Pink or if they met her?
Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. I need
I thought
more.
You meant like industry insiders.
Yeah, no, I need more inside information. No, you can't just decide you don't like
people. Decide you don't like people and I would value
There's
your opinion.
There's very few people that I don't like. Like, name one person that I don't like. The guy that sings Somebody That I Used to Know.
Gotcha.
I wouldn't be mad about him, but that's not his fault, really. Do you know what I mean?
Where then could I?
I've never heard that. Does anybody know anything about Pink?
If you're listening right now and you're not a fan of Pink, just put your hand up.
But why? You're not really. You're not backing up your argument.
I went home yesterday and watched. She did like a full, like, 7-minute opening with Tony's. Leah Michelle was in it.
Yeah.
Your one from The Mormon Wives was in it. I really enjoyed it. Pink
she's
looks
very
great.
Talented.
Mm. Is she hot though?
Oh, yeah. She's good looking. Yeah.
Okay, then. She'll pull. Grant. Does anyone want to buy me a bag of chips after the club?
I'd prefer that.
All right, time for round two of Who'd Pull First. And I'm giving the celebs to show now. She's at the bar. It's 10 to 2. It's almost gone home time.
I'd never be out that late.
Yeah, she'd be tucked up hours ago with a cup of tea.
Me too.
Okay, so I'll start with this one. Again, very much in the news the last week or two with a three-part doc last week. Rebecca Vardy.
Do you know what? Up until... So I haven't seen the ITV doc. I just saw the Jamie Vardy, which we know I'm not allowed to talk about on the show because come in for a lot of criticism. Who am I to speak about a footballer? Waffler. Waffle lines. But I thought she came across well, even though she was very briefly in
she
that documentary.
She featured a lot more on that ITV. It was primarily about her and the family.
But sorry, I think she's really attractive.
Do you?
She's a very good-looking woman, and I think she's very striking, and I think if she was standing beside me at the bar at the end of the night, I think she would pull over me. 100%.
Okay, fair. I just find it really hard to distinguish because I'm a Colleen Rooney girl.
Okay.
The thing I'd say about Rebecca Vardy is I think she's very glam, but I don't know if she's naturally that pretty. You know, that kind of way?
Yeah, but I think what I'm talking about is striking. And she has like kind of, I would say she's quite a presence. No, I wouldn't say aura. I'd say she's, I don't think she's an aura. I have an aura.
Do you?
Yeah, I think I have an aura. Do I have an aura? Would you say I have an aura? Yeah.
I don't know. I need like...
Does everyone not have an aura?
Yeah. No, I think an aura, you have to know somebody to see if they have an aura. I think you have to be in the room with them to see. I don't know if she's an aura. I can't tell if she's a scream. I think an aura is something that you only know when you meet somebody. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Anyway, I think Rebecca Vardy would pull over
me. Okay, all right. Next on your list, World Cup starting, of course, on Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I've been looking at the fixtures. Rachel brought in the full breakdown of all the matches for the next...
Have we a wall
very
chart?
Excited. Yes. We do. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I brought in the wall chart. I'm very excited.
What countries did you get in our little...
Portugal and Japan.
Okay. Portugal could
Not
do well.
Bad.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. I don't think they'll win it, but I think I could have something to shout for a few weeks.
Mm. Anyway, I'm going to give you England's striker and captain, Harry Kane.
Harry Kane. He's in an ad for some, is it barbecue or like, he came up on the screen. He's definitely in an ad where he's making everyone's coming over to his house and he's making sausages on the barbecue.
Well, he's a very tall man.
He's a very tall man.
Can I Google him?
Yeah, of course he can.
Yeah.
He's been with his childhood sweetheart since they were 15 or 16.
Yeah.
I know a little bit about him. I don't know if he's like the most kind of like gushing, if you know what I mean, in terms of like personal, you know, like,
no.
Is he,
sorry, I had to Google it.
I don't know if he's like very kind of, is he very charismatic? I wouldn't, like, he, do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I do. Well, he must have some kind of charisma to inspire the team. You know, he used to do the team talks and stuff.
Yeah, you know? I think I might. Do you think I might pull over
Hagen? He's 6 foot two.
Yeah,
he's a tall man. He's a tall man. Yeah. Do you think I'd have a chance over Harry Kane?
I think you might.
I think you might have.
Because I don't think he's necessary. There's a lot of hot footballers playing at the World Cup. I don't know. Is he the prettiest? Put it that way.
I'll give it a crack.
Okay.
Me versus Harry Kane.
Okay. What do we think? Show or Harry Kane?
No, I was going to say not a chance.
Okay, your final one.
Okay.
And this is a big one now, and I think this is, we're going to really struggle over this one. He was 70 this week, Marty Whelan.
Oh.
They did a full collage. They did a They did a full carousel of Marty through the years. And I went to the Opera House a few years ago with my mum to one of the National Opera nights, and he was presenting it. And by God, that man. Oh,
I it's the tash. An aura, does he?
Oh, like, it's the tash. It's the white hair. It's. Like, just...
Have you ever actually met him up close in person?
I don't think so. I think he'd be definitely on my list of people that I would love to bump into randomly.
When we were... I have only been to one radio awards last year, and my mother texted me that night. I was like, well, are you having fun? I said, no, Marty Whelan's not here.
Okay,
he doesn't
point?
Really
what's
go. I don't think I've seen him.
I've never seen him at the radio awards. And I've been at 25.
What's the point?
I'd put Marty and Ian Dempsey on the same list of favourite people, and there's no way that Marty wouldn't pull over me.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I Marty Whelan is an absolute icon, a legend of our time, and there's no way that at the end of the night someone's looking at me and they're looking at Marty Whelan and thinking I'll go home with show. Not a chance. It's like that's something that you'll tell your grandchildren.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Now, I want to take you back to my office yesterday at approximately 12:30 p.m. where we had a production meeting.
Every day.
And we run through ideas for the show.
Trash it out, you know, back forward. Like, what are we going to talk about? What are we going to bring to the Southeast? How are we going to, like, excite them of a Tuesday morning? And every morning, indeed. And there was ideas flowing, like, you know, back forward. You've got this idea. I've got this idea. What are you bringing to the table? What have you got? Write it down.
And show often just keep kind of things in her little notes. So she pulls it up and here she's kind of throwing some ideas out and then she's teasing them out as she's speaking. And at one point, she just stopped and she paused and she went... I've lost my trail of thought. And I just paused for a moment. I took a breath and I went, no, you mean train?
No.
And she says, no, what? Train? What do you mean train? I says, you just said, I've lost my trail of thought. And it's train of thought. And Amy went, it is train. She went, no. I've always said trail of thought. Trail of thought makes sense to me. It's a trail. One after another.
So
a trail
I suppose I'm thinking, like, what could I give you as an example of my trail? Like, so say I have like a trail of crumbs right behind me, and then I go off the trail. So it's like, you know, I've trailed off basically. Like, I'm not following the trail.
But
of
trailed
crumbs.
Off is a phrase.
No, but I've lost my trail of thought. So it's like my thoughts are a trail of crumbs, and I'm walking along, and then I've veered off, so I'm not with the crumbs anymore.
What is she talking about? Anybody?
I'm on a different trail, and therefore. I have lost my the trail that I was on, my trail of thought, and therefore I stand by my phrase.
You're not going back.
I've always lost my trail of thought. I've never lost my train of thought, and I'm not changing it for you or anybody else because I believe that I have backed up my reason for saying trail of thought, and therefore it makes perfect sense to me. And you will just have to live with that.
Okay. I could live with it if it was the only one, but unfortunately, you have a lot of these that you are.
Hang
convinced.
On a second. The first message that came in on the back of us talking about this. My God, I always said trail of thought as well. Is that Lucia? Yeah, Lucia. It makes perfect sense. A trail.
No, she always thought as well. That doesn't mean she was right.
No, but it makes sense when I break it down, when I dissect it. Mm. Okay, the actual phrase, and we Googled the essay, is train of thought. And a train is on tracks. Choo-choo comes off the train, comes off the tracks, and then your thought is gone differently.
Okay.
But trail works equally as well. I'm here this morning to defend my... misuse of well-known phrases. I'll give you another one.
Go on.
For my entire life, guys, and I've said this before in the show and I stand by it, I'm not changing now for anybody or anything. If I'm going with a plan, right,
I will say to you, and you can argue me until the cows come home, I am going to play it by ear.
By year.
Yes, I'm playing it by ear.
Y-E-A-R. Because by year. That's a long time to play it, but she is only going to play it by year. She will never play it by ear.
I'm only playing it by ear because you say something to me, right? Like, ask me, am I going to do something at the weekend?
Are you going to go see Cathy this weekend?
I'll play it by ear. I'll see how the time goes. I'll see if I feel like it.
Rather, what's your thinking? Explain that. You need the logic. What's played by year?
Because, like, a year is, like, enough time for me to decide whether or not I'm going to do the thing or not. So I'm going to play it by ear. See how the year goes.
My God, Ryan says, play it by year. Yeah, I mean, you literally are a walking Pam from Gavin and Stacey. I always think of her. I can see it in my mind's eye.
Perfect. Yeah. Like an aisle. And then you're seeing mind. It. Yeah.
So you need a bit of support this morning, do you? You need people who are equally as, I'm going to say, pig-headed and stubborn as you.
I don't think I'm pig-headed.
Not going back to the truth of the matter and sticking with your own route.
I've never been described as pig-headed. I just think in these certain scenarios and incidents, I think that there is complete validation from my trail of thought and my playing it by ear. And I think I'm not hurting anybody by sticking to these. And I think they should be more widely acceptable. Okay? And it's a safe space and here.
Well, you are hurting me. I twitch a little bit when you say these things wrong.
Anyway, there are also people who have come forward already and said that they thought it was play it by ear and trail of thought. So I am not on my own. Okay?
Yeah, Lucia also thought it was play it by ear. So you and Lucia are two peas in a pod. Lucia, what other ones have you got for us this morning?
I don't know if I have anything else. Okay. I'm sure I do.
Well, what we'd love is just a support show this morning. Is there some kind of phrase that you've been using for years? People might have corrected you. You kind of know that you're wrong, but you're not going back. This is how you see it.
I think it's a commitment, all right? And for those of you who are like me and have been doing this for years and have no intention, okay, maybe it is train of thought. Who cares? Do you want to be on the choo-choo train or do you want to be on the trail with the crumbs? Do you know what I mean?
085-102-9103. What's the one that you know is wrong, but you're not backing down? You're sticking with it. Let us know. You can voice notice on this as well.
Wake up with your mates. This is Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
It's my show.
I know a lot of the time you think I'm a little bit crazy, but I think what this segment has proved is that, you know, it's okay to mess up phrases. Is that fair to say?
Well, everyone does it. Yeah. Very common. Yeah. You know.
And they're
and you spend your life thinking it's something else. Yeah. I mean, some of them are really bizarre. Some of them are really funny. We did have a message that's just come in. I want to read from Niamh. And she says, my fiancé has always said it's a hard knot life. Because hard knock life doesn't make any sense. I kind of guess, like, you know, it's a hard knot life.
It's a hard knot life. Dave said, my stepdaughter thought the phrase was, ah, fair plate to you. As in, handing over a plate. Yeah,
fair plate to you. Linda was on, nip it in the butt. Rather than nip it in the bud.
I think you could kind of work with that.
A lot of people think that.
Yeah.
And also, where is the other one? For years I said eavesdropping, not eavesdropping. That's Katie. Could you explain the logic there?
Yeah, I don't get that one. Sean said, I always thought it was cookies. I always thought cookies and cash was pronounced cookie and cake. You know, like the cookies and cash on the computer. Now my family won't let me live it down and it's stuck. I'll never change. That's exactly the attitude that I was looking for, Sean, this morning. But our favourite one.
Before we do that, I am going to read Phillips. Okay? Now you can slap me on the wrist, but this is a child's ear.
I've been confused since.
I used to think the priest was saying, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the whole he goes. Amen. After being at a funeral when I was very young. Name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
I mean, I can see where you got it from. Right, let's talk to Tara. Tara, I'm afraid this is gold, Tara. This is gold.
Hi, how are you?
Go on, take us back. You were working in a shop, is that right?
I worked in a shoe shop for years. And I used to call my area manager my aerial manager.
He was great on the trapeze.
In my manager's face, I would say aerial manager, and she never once corrected me.
Oh, no.
Only I was in with my friend one day, and I guess, oh, my aerial manager is down. And she was like, you're what? And I was like, my aerial manager. And she was like, Tara, what's Ariel manager? And I was like, you know the guy? I said, he's the manager of all the shops. He's my manager's manager. And she was like, do you mean area? And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, Tara, it's area. She goes, what are you on about Ariel? Does he have like antennas? Like, and I was like, I've been calling it Ariel manager for years and nobody has corrected me. Like, we were crying laughing.
And did you, in your head, did you think like Ariel, like that he did have some kind of thing coming out of him because he was the boss, or like what was your logic?
I actually, do you know what? When I think back, I actually don't know. I just think Ariel was just like, he was everywhere. Mm. He was just everywhere.
Yeah, like transmitting
he
everywhere.
He was capable of like being over all of the, yeah, so he needed an Ariel. I think, do you know what? I'm going to give it to you. I think that makes absolute perfect sense. Yeah. I think, you know, there's a real logic to that, Tara. So, yeah.
It's not the first time I've got words wrong. There's been plenty of times. I've been corrected so many times, but I just think that was one of the best.
Yeah.
Like, we sailed over. We were like, she was looking at me with 10 heads. And she was like, I have no idea what you're on about.
Well, I think if anyone's listening who is an area manager, they should change their title on LinkedIn today.
To aerial manager.
Your star. Thanks for chatting to us.
Thanks, darling. Have a good day.
Last one from Linda in Tip. My son, his funniest one, when saying the Hail Mary, he thought it went, blessed art thou among a monk swimming. A monk swimming. I love it.
Blessed art thou among monks swimming.
I think it makes sense. Perfect sense.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Woo! Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
All the gossip.
Right on the sauce, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Give me the goss on Beat with Supermax. The fix. Enjoy your favorite Supermax meal wherever you are. Available for takeaway, collection, delivery, or drive-through. Supermax.ie.
All the gossip.
Okay, big day. World Cup kicks off later this evening. First of the games in Mexico. Opening ceremony in Mexico tonight will be launched by Shakira and Burna Boy.
Shakira.
First game in Canada tomorrow will be launched by Michael Bublé and Alanis Morissette.
What is not to love?
And then the first game in the USA, they've got Katy Perry launching that. And as we know, it's an expanded World Cup, 48 teams, but Ireland didn't make it. Very sad. We remember that stressful night. We were on stage in the Theatre Royal in Waterford, but not quite close, but yet so far away. So it leaves Irish people with a kind of race. Well, who should we back? Should we go for one of our nearest and dearest neighbours? England, France, maybe. I have a real affinity with the Netherlands. I feel I'm half Dutch, even though there's no Dutch in my family.
Yeah,
should
Spain
we go
even
further afield? Uzbekistan, Qatar, Senegal, Curacao. I'm not even sure where that is.
I have Curacao in the work suite. Mm. Yeah.
Also, there's a couple of Irish links here, a couple of League of Ireland players. Roberto Lopez from Shamrock Rovers will be representing Cape Verde, and Joseph Anang from St. Pat's will be representing Ghana, so that's an option too. But we thought, let's put it out there and let's try and be convinced by somebody. And we've got a great regular listener called Greg.
We have Greg on the line. And also, can I just say, we are in good company if we back this team, because Mr. Niall Horan, a friend of the show, has also decided that he is going to back Greg's team. Greg, good morning.
No Scotland, no party.
Yay! Greg, this wasn't really a tough choice. Yeah. And to be fair, you have left such a mark on this show already that we thought of you instantly, and we thought, who better than to chat to? But the universe, the everything has aligned, because not only are we going to support Scotland through you, basically, you're actually going to the World Cup.
Yep, heading off on Tuesday morning. So two lads moved over from Glasgow with me. So we're heading off, three kilts in hand. We're just going to live in our kilts.
As if we wouldn't love you anymore, and you're bringing the kilts. Will you wear them through the airport?
That's my biggest worry. What if I get scanned, right, and I start beeping and there's nothing underneath? That's the biggest problem I'm thinking of here, you know?
Do you not? Is that a thing? Like, if you were...
It's illegal not to.
You're not allowed to wear underwear under kilts. That's the rule, show.
That's the rules.
Yeah. You've got to be...
You can't do that through the airport, though.
Why can't you do it through the airport?
If anyone in Dublin Airport is like, kind of thinking about scanning and stuff, not just let it slide through, you know?
Okay. I just think this is incredible. You're obviously going to miss the first match. Scotland are playing 2 a.m. 14th against Haiti, yeah?
Katie. That's the one where we need to win.
Okay.
Are you going to stay up for that match to support the Scottish team? 2 o'clock.
Oh, 100%.
I was actually asking the show who goes to bed at 8. I'm just going to see how she's going to work this.
Greg, I don't know what to do. Like, would you think badly of me if I slept through the first one?
Look, we'll text you and you can wake up to the good news in the morning.
That's a good way of looking at it. Yeah. The excitement of actually going to the World
Cup. Where are you basing yourself, Greg?
So we're flying into New York. So my friend's brother-in-law works for Chivas Whiskey. So he's given us a house facing Central Park in Manhattan, or an apartment. So,
all right, Greg. Yeah. With your kilt. So, Manhattan.
Living on Park Avenue.
So we're looking out over Central Park. And then on the Friday morning, we're getting the train down to Boston. And we're going. There's only one Scottish pub. All the Irish pubs in Boston, but there's one Scottish pub.
Okay.
The Haven. So we're getting squeezed in there through a colleague in my work that is squeezing us in. There's no space, but we're getting in.
What? So it's already booked, like the bar?
Already jammers.
Yeah, the bar is $60 each to get in, and it's been booked out for 6 months.
Stop. Oh. My God. No way. I just thought people would rock up and see if they can get a seat.
No.
Oh my God, that's mad. So that's Scotland, Morocco, which is Friday the 19th, yeah?
Scotland, Morocco, and then we have the Brazilians, but hopefully by that time we've qualified, because we're a wee bit like yourselves. This is our first World Cup since 1998.
Yeah. It's been a long time for the Scottish fans.
Now,
when are you planning to come home? And if Scotland made it through to round of 32, 16, etc., would you consider staying on?
Well, I've got a predicament with that. So, no, I've got a wedding in Waterford Castle. So I've got two very good friends getting married. So I booked to go for a number of weeks. And then I was reminded, do you remember the wedding? So I have to come home for the wedding.
What date is the wedding?
The wedding, I get home on the 26th and the wedding's on the 28th.
I mean, if they were good friends, I think they kind of understand.
You've waited since 1998.
Yeah, it's a long time, Greg. It's a what we could do is you could nominate Niall and myself to go for the wedding, because
we'll
we would do our best to represent you.
Yeah, look, we'll get a GoFundMe set up and you can just base me out there for the whole time if I'm going to win it.
Right. Listen, we're absolutely rooting for
you. We are back in Scotland officially on the show.
Can you do us a favour, actually? Can we maybe touch base with you when you're over there?
If you're alive and alert.
100%, we can give Beat a shout out there live in the midst of the fan zone.
Okay,
we would
wonderful.
Love that.
We'll be in touch.
Listen, be careful going through the airport. Let us know how you get on. And up Scotland!
Beat Breakfast.
Okay, I don't want to spark a heated debate on the show, but this is something that I said I saw on TikTok this week, and then the lovely Garen Noon posted his own video in the last 24 hours about something that I brought to you on Monday morning, the review of the Tato Candy Floss Crisps, remember?
Yeah.
So Garen on his page has reviewed the flavoured crisps, right? Not great, is what he said. But at the end of his video, he decided that even though he wasn't that impressed with the candy floss Tato, that he was going to put them into a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what blew my mind was, we were going to talk about this anyway on the show, and then Garen Noon made a sandwich. It's now got a million views on TikTok and Instagram, and he made the sandwich and he didn't cut it in half. Mm-hmm. He just put his crisps inside.
And chomped.
Like, two pieces of bread, crisps between, and then eight from the top down. And what I was going to talk about anyway before Garen did it was the fact that I think it is mad that you would make a sandwich and not cut it in half. Now, you can go diagonal or you can go straight. You can go squares if you want. You can go triangles. I have no issue what way you want to cut it. But I can't get my head around, even Garen, who's taking a sandwich and not cutting it. And then Niall said he was at the deli and they offered to cut it in half. And I'm like, no, they don't. They just cut it.
At my deli, everything, because I always get a sandwich, I don't get a roll. And they always say, would you like that cut in half? Which suggests to me that a lot of people don't want it cut, or else they wouldn't ask. They just automatically do it.
I
have regularly had a sandwich that wasn't cut.
Why?
Why cut it? Extra effort.
because a sandwich to me is meant to be in two halves, at least, if not four.
It's meant to be. Who said?
Me.
Where's the sandwich shop? I actually just did a quick Google of this and I found unpopular opinion on Reddit. I'm going to read this. Whenever I make a sandwich, I don't cut it. I just eat it. Why would I go to the extra effort of cutting it in half if I'm just going to eat it there and then anyway? What are the benefits of cutting it? It's going to taste exactly the same. It's exactly the same sandwich with one less unnecessary step involved.
It's too big. It's too big for my... I have a little mouth.
You nibble around the edges.
No.
And you don't lose fillings when you cut... You know when you cut it in half, some of the cheese comes out and stuff.
That can happen with halves as well.
It can't happen with a full sandwich.
No, it can. Sorry, it can happen with full... What I'm saying is, right, I'm not saying that it impacts on the flavour. I'm not, like... Of course it doesn't impact on the flavour. Of course it's the same sandwich. It's just the fact that, like, it's a big thing in your hand. Mm. Like, it's a bit... Amy... Like, it's a big thing in your hand. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's big. It's like, you know, it's like eating a whole pizza. Yeah. Like, you're not going to take a whole pizza and put it up into your mouth. Do you know what I mean?
I think, have I ever done that?
No. You know, nobody has taken a large pizza. It's, to me, the same principle at play here. You don't take a sandwich. You don't go into a restaurant and they give you, one big sandwich. Well, maybe some do.
I would, yeah.
No, I really feel like, obviously, there are two types of people in the world, and I just find it bizarre that people aren't cutting their sandwich.
Brendan says, I never cut mine in half. It makes it more messy when you cut it. The other side of it is Tracy.
Tracy works in a deli, one of my favourite delis in Wexford, and she never asks to cut it. Mm. Defo cut a sandwich. I'll always ask if they want to cut a roll, but not a sandwich. You always cut a sandwich.
She says you can't keep it whole. Who said Tracy? Tracy, you work in a deli. You're not the ruler of sandwiches.
Oh my God.
You don't make all the rules with sandwiches.
Sorry.
You can't say...
Niall, if anybody is making rules with sandwiches, it's Tracy working in a deli. Working in a deli has absolute, utter rights
now,
to this.
More rules coming in. Show says, Sandra, you never cut a crisp sandwich. You can't really cut the crisps and all the crumbles come out and all the rest.
Yeah, but what about a regular sandwich then? All right? Because I'll let you off with Garen. I won't let this lie. All right? Now, it does look like the Southeast is very split, but also there's a bit of anger out there as to what is right and what is not when it comes to sandwiches. Can we start with Tracy, who I said, we can't come up against Tracy. Tracy works in a deli in Wexford.
And I said, works in a deli, and I have the utmost respect for deli workers, but it doesn't mean you are the ruler of sandwiches. It doesn't mean that you get to dictate how people eat their sandwiches.
If you were to put something on your CV in relation to sandwiches, Tracy has more power than us. No, she doesn't.
She's a facilitator. She's not a ruler.
Tracy, I stand with you. Tracy said, from the deli in Wexford this morning, you definitely cut a sandwich. I'll always ask, do they want a roll cut? But a sandwich, I'll just cut it. Now Brenda is back and she is not happy. All right, here's what she said.
Brenda says, if Tracy in the deli cut my sandwich without asking, I tell her to make another one, please, as I don't like my sandwich cut in half. Tracy may think she's right, but she's not paying for it, nor is she eating it. So it's her job to ask if the paying customer wants it cut or not. Choice!
Okay, I'd like Tracy to have a right of reply here. I think Tracy's getting a hard time. And Brenda's come for her and we didn't see
Brenda,
this.
Brenda, I'm with you. I'm with you.
Damien and Waterford show. Cutting sandwiches in half is for kids that won't eat the crust. Oh, Damien. Damien, you've gone for me this morning, haven't you? Let's get through a voice note that we got in.
Rachel's on to us this morning.
I agree with Sean. The only person who doesn't cut a sandwich is a teenage boy who's starving and has just come in and thrown like cheese and ham on it and picks it up and shoves it in his gob. Like, you have to cut a sandwich. Like, when you cut in triangles or when you cut in rectangles, it has to be cut. Or sometimes I'll even pull out like the dinosaur, the love heart shapes for the kids. But it's definitely getting cut.
Yeah, thank you, Rach. Thank you, Rach. Look, there is a little bit of a window here this morning to kind of settle a debate that we didn't see coming on whether or not you believe a sandwich should be cut in half. You have your
say. Or is it acceptable to just not cut it and just eat the full sandwich? It's just like a bigger version of your triangle, you know?
We have a message from PJ who said, the only sandwich I wouldn't cut is a toastie with cheese because it kind of holds itself together. Otherwise, I'm cutting it, especially one with cheese. That needs three hands to hold it. Robert, talk to me.
Hold on now. Who's this PJ guy? Let me tell you. There's nothing better than you get a nice grilled cheese toastie, slice her in a triangle, the cheese dripping down. It's perfect. Tracy, she's not telling the same thing.
No, we're losing now, you, on, and you're at so a pivotal excited. Point. We're losing you. We're losing you.
Wait now.
Come back to me.
I'm here.
There.
Okay. Okay, we can hear you now. You have the floor. Go for it.
I'm up against the phone now. If someone walks past, they can think I'm a mental patient, right? Listen, PJ, if you're listening right now, I tell you one thing. You need to be cutting toasties in half, please. The only way to eat sandwiches.
Please.
So do you think, Robert, it's ever acceptable to eat a sandwich whole?
Sometimes. Now, in fairness, if you're having a crisp sandwich or something, or if I'm just having a little standard ham and cheese, maybe, yeah. But most time I cut her into a triangle or I know, what's that? Straight line one.
Yeah, just straight line. And why do you prefer it, Robert? And why do you think it's not right to eat it whole?
I'm not like yourself, showing a small mouth. I don't mind holding the big thing. Sometimes.
I love how your small mouth is famous.
Go on.
Sometimes, you know, you just hold it with one hand. If you scroll on TikTok or something, there you go. One-handed job, TikTok job, you're done, dusted.
I don't know what to say. And that doesn't happen very often. You're very passionate, Robert. I like, PJ is kind of... Has PJ come back? Has he said something?
Robert wears a bib, he says.
Oh, God! He can't handle it at all. Okay. Robert, we love you and we love your passion and enthusiasm for sandwiches, toasted sandwiches, a lot. I'm sure there will be another conversation between you and PJ at some point in the future. Happy Friday,
yeah,
darling.
Again, man,
enjoy a toasty, all right?
Cheers. Oh, there's so much coming in. Katie says it all depends. I always cut my sandwich in half, but there has been an occasion where I haven't, and it's usually because all the small plates are in the dishwasher. No. So it's easier to just hold it as one piece. But fillings would have to be basic, like cheese and ham, otherwise there would be an almighty mess. Now, Shanine has some theories on this as well.
Depends on the type of sandwich, okay? Because, like, if you put rasher sausage, right, putting an egg on a sandwich, a triangle's just not cutting it for me, like, because, yeah, your sausages are just cut, like, yeah, they're not in sync, you know?
They're not in sync.
From one side is getting more sausage than the other. And then, like, a potato sandwich. I don't even call it a potato sandwich in half anyway. It's just...
Okay.
There
was a follow-up.
We're all straight lines, Robert. Like, come on. But see, variety, it depends on the sandwich, guys.
Also, Lisa was on to us.
So my two cents on it is that I would always cut a sandwich because I feel like the middle part is the best part. So you're getting to eat the best part over and over when you work from the middle out.
Yeah, I agree.
That's
I totally get that because, like, the best bit is the filling in the middle, especially if it's like a cheese sandwich. The best is in the middle.
Anne-Marie's
been on.
Kilkenny,
yeah, she's got a sandwich. She's got a sandwich in wrapped in tinfoil, and it's not cut.
It's full.
Lads, I don't care anymore. I just want a sandwich. I really couldn't care less. Give me a sandwich. Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Okay, we're kind of in the middle of June and it's very much like holiday season. And when you go on holidays, you're packing your bag, you're putting all your clothes, your bits in, your toiletries. And for many of us, and we've spoken about this on the show, there might be, like, you know, something that you want to bring from home, like your tea bags. Mm. My dad brings his digestive biscuits. Mm. Some people bring cereal because they feel like it's not the same over there. Can't take you seriously with the nails, to be honest with you. But you know, it's kind of normal that people will bring those kind of, like, particularly tea bags.
Essentials.
Yeah, people always say that tea doesn't taste the same.
But there are people who bring stuff that I wouldn't consider essential.
Like sausages and brown bread and, like,
I'm going to bring a tin of baked beans because the beans aren't the same in Spain. You know, that kind of thing.
Well, this latest girl who has brought something beyond, like, I suppose, your imagination to Benidorm is the one that has been shared all over TikTok over the last few days. Her name is Soph.
And she went to Benidorm this week, and it's her first ever trip abroad, right?
Oh, wow.
And it was her...
Benidorm of all places.
It was her boyfriend's birthday, and she decided that she was going to surprise him with a trip to Benidorm. And she's got a fear of flying and going away, so it was a big deal for her to go to Benidorm in the first place. Oh, okay. So her and her partner and her, I think, daughter are gone to Benidorm. And she couldn't leave for Benidorm without packing essentials, as mm-hmm. you say, in her suitcase, right? So
well,
she...
you use the word essentials loosely there.
Well, Soph used the word essentials.
Okay.
So Soph is a big fan of a certain curry sauce, and that curry sauce is from McDonald's. So much so, now I've done a bit of research, I've been on her TikTok, right? And she has regularly gone to her local McDonald's and ordered, she goes to the drive-thru and she said, can I have a box of curry sauce? So she ordered 355 curry sauces.
Jesus.
Yeah, she just pulls up.
What are they, like 20 cent each or something?
I don't know what the exact cost is. But anyway, so this is not new to her. But to go on holidays to Benidorm, she has brought a whopping 100 packets of McDonald's curry sauce for 5 days. Because she was worried that the curry sauce in Benidorm didn't taste like the curry sauce in...
I'm sure Benidorm has a McDonald's.
There's another TikTok that she's done, but she still brought her own curry sauce. This is a little clip of Sophie talking about bringing the curry sauces to Benidorm.
Of course, I had to do a quick prayer. Please, if you love me, make sure this curry sauce is okay. Because I will literally starve if not. As you can see, this one is wrapped in a Shein bag and is also in a Ziploc bag. And again, I am very, very, very happy to tell you they have made
not one explosion.
And now I have over 100 curry sauce to last me the 5 nights that I'm here.
Thank God.
So 20 curry sauces a day is what we're talking here. Yeah, yeah. Is she dipping in them?
Well, she did do a follow-up and she went to McDonald's, right? And I have never seen this done before. She did try one of the curry sauce there and she said it wasn't too bad, but she uses curry sauce for everything. I believe she uses it for most meals. We have reached out to Soph's for a comment or to come on the show. She has not responded.
She's in Benidorm.
And it's her first time. What she did was she got a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And she split the cheeseburger in half, and then she got the half of the cheeseburger and she scooped it into the curry sauce and then she ate it. So she clearly puts curry sauce on everything.
Absolutely everything.
Probably a bit like Buddy in with the maple syrup. That's how I feel Soph is with her curry sauce.
Yeah, and look, we've heard before people who do that with ketchup. They put it on pasta, they put it on spuds, they put it on everything.
My friend Laura, yeah, she goes through one bottle a week.
Unbelievable.
Of ketchup. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is her thing.
It's not unusual that like she's brought 100 with her.
But because what? Like, did she have room for clothes?
Oh, yeah.
They
brought 220 kg, right?
Okay.
And so she had the 100 in...
one of them.
Sorry, she had 50 in one case and 50 in another, and she wrapped them up really well because, as she said, she was worried about explosions.
Mm.
Curry sauce explosions. Anyway, the question is, can you top this? Can you beat this? Are you somebody that has bought something completely random and unusual on holidays with you?
Or maybe not even be you. We've had people before tell us about their mom or their dad who bring unusual things on holidays because they just are very worried that they won't be able to get it in that place.
And I think she was really adamant that it wouldn't taste the same in Benidorm as it would. But my understanding is that, like, McDonald's
curry sauce is the same.
Like, they're not making it different. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. Mm. Like, I've had McDonald's in...
I think I've had McDonald's
Barcelona?
In every city I've visited. Honestly.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's just, I suppose it's familiar, you know.
Yeah.
I've had it in Stockholm, Amsterdam, Paris. Where was I this year? I had it in Riga. I've had it in...
It's not something that I would think to go to when I was away.
Mm. Just, you know.
Yeah, do you know what you're getting?
Yeah,
like? Yeah, I get that.
I'm walking past and I'm like, oh, double cheeseburger. It's going to be, you know, double cheeseburger is going to be a double cheeseburger no matter where you are.
Yeah. Although I do remember having a really good Big Mac in Barcelona with Cathy at about 3 a.m.
Mm.
A lot of our memories involve food.
Yeah, and Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Okay, top this.
Unusual things that you or someone you know have packed in their bags to bring on holidays. Stress that you wouldn't find it over there. Go.
Wake up with your mates. This is Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Okay, so girl with 100 curry pots.
Sophie on TikTok, 100 curry dips over to Benidorm in the suitcase. No explosions, delighted with herself. Only there for 5 days. Couldn't live without McDonald's curry sauce. Mm-hmm. Alyssa is about to go travelling. She's about to go off on her J1. Good morning, darling girl. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
We're good. Are you all set? When are you leaving? What's the story?
I'm leaving on Tuesday, so I could be set, but I'm almost there. I'll say that.
Where are you basing yourself for the summer?
I am going to be in New York at a summer camp.
Okay. And what will you be doing?
I'm going to be a fitness counsellor to kids for the whole summer, and then I'm going to travel for 30 days after.
Oh, that's deadly. Nice. I'd say you love that, will you?
Yeah, no, I cannot wait now. Yeah. I'm buzzing.
Yay. Are you going on your own, or have you got mates going with you?
I'm completely on my own. I haven't a clue.
You are an absolute legend.
I'd say you're no bother making friends.
We've met you at Daily Dilemma Uncensored Live with your mom in the front row. Once you've survived that, you can survive anything.
Exactly. Oh, she will be bowling in the airport
now.
Of course she will.
Yeah, that's a massive deal.
Okay, so look, we know the suitcase needs to have the certain, you know, the clothes and all the things you need. Yeah. But what are the extras you're considering jamming in there for the summer in America?
Absolutely a box of Lion tea bags.
Yeah. You'd want to be more than 40 though. If you're gone for, what are you doing, 2.5 months?
I'm going to be gone for 3 months, yeah.
I suppose you can get some sent over, but you'll definitely have to put in a large box.
Yeah, maybe might have to go to Mr. Price and get a few of them big.
Yeah, I know the ones. Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't know, can I bring them? Like, because... like, apparently you can't bring in snacks because of nut allergies. But I was like, well, I'm bringing my tea bags. There ain't no nuts in them.
Surely you're allowed to bring tea bags. My dad brings tea bags to Spain all the time. Maybe, I don't know.
It depends on the countries. I know in Australia you can't bring...
tea bags?
You can't bring any kind of, plant-related thing or anything like that in. Or snacks. Have you never watched Border Patrol?
No, that scares me.
Yeah, well, they're always like, rooting in their bags and pulling out bits of food.
Alyssa, don't watch anything like that before you go, all right? What else are you thinking of putting in the case?
Food-wise, I'd love some dairy milk chocolate in there.
Mm. Chocolate doesn't taste the same, doesn't it?
No, and like their dairy milk is so expensive because it's not American, so like, I just love an old golden crisp.
Maybe you're better off getting mom to post it out.
Well, no, you can get the care packages sent, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
So she may have
I was telling mom and dad, I was like, can you send me a paddy box? You know,
like
Irish stuff in it. Mom was like, Alyssa, you'll be grand. Like, what? Why do you need that? I was like, because I was like, I'm a fussy eater and I want some potato crisps and. I've cursed.
Oh. No, you're fine.
You said the okay one. It's all right. We get away with that one.
And golden crisp. Like, I want a bit of that and some tea bags, please. Mm.
Do you know what? It says here, and I don't quote me, but I think you can bring the tea bags in your carry-on.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
So okay, like, they're going to be questioning me, but I don't mind. I'll just be like, look, I'm going for 3 months. I need a cup of tea.
Please understand where I'll be really missing my mum and dad and my family and all that will remind me of home.
And I'm here to
tea.
Help your US children. Yeah. And I can only do it with the right tea.
If I don't have my tea, I won't perform to the best of my ability. And then a tear.
Wake up with your mate.
Start your day laughing.
Niall and Show on Beat Breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday's Beat Breakfast. It's good to have you back, Niall Power.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Now, there was something... a pressing matter written in Amy's diary. Started off the year so well. You know, I got a diary. I had high hopes for that diary. I was going to write in it every day. Mm. I wrote in it on the 4th of January, 5th of January. By the 6th, I was out. Amy, though, please. Give it up.
Diary
Amy.
Queen.
Yeah.
Every
single thing that needs to be written down goes in that diary, and therefore, no stone is left unturned. And just before Niall left, we sat in your office and we were trashing things out. And we decided that we would wait for you to come back to dissect the matter at hand. And it's a pity that Killian's not here as well, because it does involve him.
Well, this goes back to pre-Amy time. I'm sorry to talk about that. There was a time before you when Killian was sitting in your seat and it was the three of us every morning in the studio, and this went on for quite a while, I think about 6 months.
More.
Every morning, Show would appear and she would have two little baggies with her, which she called her snack bags, right? And each night she used to prepare this for herself and Killian, a little snack bag.
Can I just say, there was a stage there. There was a stint where... I think I started making myself a snack bag when I was making Eve's lunch at night. So yeah, eventually what happened was...
I rest my case. Eve's lunch.
I was making Eve's lunch, then I made my snack bag, and then I made Killian a snack bag. So I was basically preparing a snack bag for two children every night.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, I think I was trying to save money as well and not be buying stuff after the show and you're not going to the shop all the time. And I started to prepare what I like to call show's snack bag, and it had in it some it was fancy enough, I would think, right?
I don't know.
Give me a break now, alright? So I'll tell you what was in my snack bag.
Fancy enough. She's making it sound like it had foie gras and caviar.
Who wants foie gras and caviar? Give me a black pepper or cracked black pepper cracker and mini cheddars. So I'll just say they're all from Aldi. They were the little crackers, sea salt or cracked black pepper. You know the ones I'm talking about, yep. Right? They're fancy enough.
Okay.
It's not a cream cracker. It's up a notch. So I had my crackers, and then I would give myself and Killian two mini cheddars each. You know, the ones that come in the little kind of like...
Individually sealed.
They're in like a net bag that you buy them in the fridge. And then inside, there would be 2 to 3 Just Divine biscuits wrapped in tinfoil. Right?
Okay.
So that was everything.
No fruit, no.
You wouldn't
be allowed to bring that into school.
No, I'd have my salad like later in the day. So it's all about balance. But this was just a little something to keep it going before lunchtime. So the snack bag continued for many, many months, right? To the point that this has gone off the beaten track a little bit, but to the point that one day I didn't have any Just Divines left. So I gave myself 2 Just Divines and I gave Killian a seal bar. And he made a complaint. He said, "What is this?" And I was like, "This has to stop.
Yeah.
This has gone too far. If I'm getting feedback about my snack bags, I'm out." You know, this is for me.
Yeah. And it would also get to the point, Amy, where we might get to like 7:45 and Killian go, "Where's my snack bag?"
Yeah.
You know?
I know. You don't want to grow. And
I would like to point out from the outset, I'm not bitter in any way. I did not want a snack bag. I never asked.
You won't even let me make you a cup of coffee.
Yeah. I am an independent young woman.
Hang on a second. From time to time, I will bring you in your fries. Turkish delight.
Yeah, no, you're very generous. You're kind.
I would always, but you would
but
not
I,
be.
I just want people to know I didn't feel left out of the snack bag club. You know, I was happy she'd have your own little thing going on there.
You were happy to mock the snack bag.
Well,
club,
I did think it's
honest.
A bit weird.
Because this is the thing, right? This is what happened before he left for his holiday. He sat in his office and he went, an adult shouldn't have a snack bag. Like, that's not right. He basically said that it was not normal for me to bring in a snack bag into work.
I just think it reminds me of the party bag you might get leaving like a kid's birthday party. Here's your little
party bag.
And don't get me wrong, so many people bring stuff to work to eat. I get it. And adults bring maybe a bit of Tupperware with some stuff in it. But these little snack bags, here's your little party bag for today, Show and Killian. Come on, grow up.
I think that's so mean.
You give a snack bag to a kid going to school. You don't give it to an adult.
Why is there an age limit on a snack bag? What's not to love? Mini crackers, mini cheddars, Just Divine biscuits. I think it was like, it was a great time, to be honest.
Really?
I look back on it with great fondness and warmth. It went too far. When he made a complaint, that was it. I was out. The question is it ridiculous for a grown adult, a woman like myself, a woman of the world, to bring snack bags into work?
Okay.
Amy's probably looking at me going, "Can you bring them back, please, Show?"
I actually didn't believe you. I thought it was a big joke and I was like, "Oh, I don't believe this." And then Killian was like, no.
I'm
dead serious. And he's like, I'd have it again. Like, he misses them. And sometimes because I used to put 3 Just Divine in mine and 2 in his, I'd write my name on the front and his name on the front.
Now, there's a whole other level. Writing your own name on your snack bag that you're bringing to work. I mean, this is not grown-up, adult, mature behaviour. If you agree with me, please, now is the time to say it. 085-102-9103.
It turns out that... I mean, there's nothing wrong with a snack bag, no matter what age you are. There's maybe an argument for me to bring back my snack bag.
I'd say
era.
It's a mixed response coming in on this, to be honest.
Niall, you're raging. Tell the truth. You're mad for a snack bag, says Mark.
Oh, good. I mean,
raging.
The lovely Marion has already offered me one today. I'm totally fine, Marion. I can grab my own stuff without putting it in a little bag with my name on it.
Michelle said, I'd love someone to give me a snack bag. Don't care what age you are. If someone gave me food, I'd be delighted.
Ryan says, totally agree with Niall this morning. Show is acting like a junior infant.
Now, come on, Ryan. I'm sorry. I'm going to Ryan is here too. Ryan's like replaced Josh as my new troll. Mm-hmm. You know, the lovely Josh who kind of had that title on the show.
He's had a full turn about Josh.
It's kind of Ryan. So he's only having the crack. He doesn't mean that. I'd say he loves a snack bag.
Okay. Well, I think the most wise words this morning are from Harry, who got in touch with us. Let's have a listen.
Hi, I'm Harry, and it's grand to have a snack bag when you're an adult. I mean, it's not like a crime.
Yeah.
Or what are you saying, Killian? Like, if she wants to have a few crackers, she can have some.
Yeah, Killian. Yeah. What are you saying, Killian? Killian.
I've nothing to say on this. I've nothing to say.
Thank you so much, Harry. There's no reason. I'm not committing any crime. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm going back to the snack bag, all right? I'm doing it.
It's back with a bang. Wake up
in the morning, I gotta get up and get it.
Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Okay, it's Friday morning and it's time for the most ridiculous game show on Irish radio, if not the world. And this morning, obviously, you've got what the theme is all about. It is World Cup. It kicked off last night. And so this morning it's called The Great Beat Breakfast. The FIFA World Cup has officially kicked off Friday game show. And given it... Oh, they're all entering.
They're just testing the balls.
Oh, right, you're using us. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine.
But you'll see nothing. If you need somebody else to send ball.
Amy, can you reply?
Can you reply a ball to all of them so they can see?
Can you send balls to all of them?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, let's go to Wexford. Let's cross live to the deli. Hallie and the gang are going to play the Friday game show. Good morning, darling. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good. Now, listen, are you up for a bit of crack this morning in Wexford?
Always.
Mm. How's your day so far?
Busy.
Is it
good?
What's been the most popular choice in the deli this morning?
Sausage rolls, yeah.
Sausage rolls, okay.
Yeah.
You're not cutting them in half.
You're not cutting them in half, Amy wants to know.
No, not cutting them in half.
They remain untouched. Hallie, what's your weekend plan?
I'm working.
Oh.
Okay. All weekend?
Yeah. Well, tomorrow I'm off on Sunday.
Okay, what are you going to do with your day off then?
Sleep.
Okay, good, Hallie. Good. Yeah. Why are you laughing, Niall?
Sleep. You sound like you need it.
Could you stay in bed all day?
No.
What time?
No, definitely not.
What time?
Maybe like 9.
Hallie, that's very respectable. That's barely a lion. Yeah. Amy's sleeping all weekend.
Yeah, that's
She's
my
staying
plan.
In the bed.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
I really want to.
You are?
I don't blame her.
Yeah. I don't blame her. She works hard, Hallie, to be fair. She works very hard, like yourself. Okay, darling, have you heard the Friday game show before? Are you familiar with how ridiculous it is?
Yeah.
Oh, good, Hallie, good. So you know that it's really hard to get it wrong and virtually impossible. And all of the questions and answers are related to the title of the quiz, yeah?
Okay. If I get them wrong now, that's just going to be embarrassing.
You can't get them wrong. You can't. Well, I say that, but... In theory, you can't get them wrong.
Hallie, are you ready to play the Great Beat Breakfast? The FIFA World Cup has officially kicked off Friday game show.
Yeah.
Question number one, Hallie. Mickey Jo Hart sang a song for the Eurovision back in 2003. Can you tell me the correct title of that song? I'm going to give you multiple choice, okay?
Okay.
You sound so nervous, Hallie. It's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Was the song called A, We've Got the World Tomorrow, B, We've Got the World Today, or C, We've Got the World Tonight? Now, Hallie, part of this is to take your time, confer.
Yeah.
Oh, so a few people there. Who's there, Hallie? Who's with you?
My boss and Tracy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What's the boss's name?
Yeah. Kieran.
Okay, well, ask him if you need to. They're just having their own crack, really.
Let's see.
We've Got the World Tonight is the right answer. This is a great start to the Friday game show. We're on a roll. Question number two. In the fairy tale Jack and the Beanstalk, what does the giant chant? Okay? And I'm giving you options. No,
Howl off, Kieran.
You haven't heard this before, Kieran, and you're like, stay in the back. Stay in the back. Kieran, you have to get your options first, okay?
He's serving someone now.
Okay, here are the options. Is it A, me, my, mo, mum? Is it B, fee, fi, fo, fum? Or is it C, B, bye, bo, bum?
We're going with B.
B, fi, fo, fum.
Well done.
Your boss is a good guy. He's a good guy. Just tell him to keep dramatic pauses for this game. Question number three. If there is an argument brewing, you might say it has all A, licked off, B, micked off, or C, kicked off. Again, take your time.
A.
Thank you.
Them again.
Okay. It has A, micked off, B, licked off, or C, kicked off.
An argument.
It's all
kicked off.
Well done, Kieran.
That's an option.
Kieran's back.
Oh no, that is an option, Hallie. Yeah, that's fine. Go with your boss. Go with your boss. Your boss will lead you the right way. This is brilliant. You're making a mockery of people listening. You're absolutely flying through it. Hallie, question number four. We're nearly done. What is the correct way of saying this phrase, which it means you are looking after your self-care and taking some time to yourself? Okay. Is it A, fill your yup? B, fill your sup? Or C, fill your cup?
What's the question?
Yeah, what is the question? What is the question? You're right, Kieran.
So if you're looking after yourself, you might be A, filling your yup, B, filling your cup, or C, filling your sup?
Filling your cup.
Cool.
He's got it right enough. Again. He's absolutely...
He's nailing it.
Kieran, I just pass on to Hallie that he's brilliant. He's a brilliant one. I'd say he knows that already. I'd say he knows how good he is. He's really good. All right. Kieran, actually, let's talk to Kieran. Kieran, are you there?
Yeah, kind of.
Hi, how are you, darling? How was your Friday? Nobody asked you.
I'm busy.
You're trying to run a shop and
answer questions.
And answer questions on Beat. Right, we're going to... Okay, we're going to do the audio round, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, now, we do need a good group effort. You, Tracy, Kieran on this, okay?
Yeah. So what we're going to do is we're going to sing. So first of all, we're going to warm up our vocal cords, okay?
Everybody in Daybreak. Customers too.
Okay. In one, two, three. Yum, 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 yum. No, you guys as well.
We have to do it too.
Yes. Warm your vocal cords. Everybody in the shop, warm up. Let's hear you.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yeah, perfect, Kieran.
He's an inspirational leader, isn't he?
He is.
It's not a surprise.
He leads by example.
He is managing a team and doing it so well, flawlessly. Like, he stepped in here. Serving another customer. He really is a multitasker.
Poor show, so confused. Is he talking to me or is he talking to Betty in for her lotto? She doesn't know.
Is he there? Is he taking... I don't know what's going on. Is he taking part in the musical round?
Yeah, go on.
Because I can't
do it
on my own.
You can't leave me on your own. Okay, are we ready? It's very chaotic.
Okay, so we're going to sing a very well-known song, and then we're going to stop, and you have to sing the next part. Okay?
Tracy, come on, stop cutting sandwiches
and get over here.
Everybody in, okay? Everybody gather around the phone. There's a lot of people far away, all right? All come close for this.
Yeah. Okay, go.
Okay, we're going to sing the song and you've got to finish it then, okay? This is a very well-known song.
We'll stop at little, okay? Just little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Little, okay. Yeah.
Third line. Okay. Yeah. Right, 3, 2, 1. We sing, you continue. Stand by. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, took for granted everything we had, as if I'd find someone who's just like you. Oh, we got a little...
We're going on.
Yay! Anything no one else knows.
Yay! I'll let you win when no one else goes. Kieran, what am I doing without you?
Beat Breakfast with McDonald's. The only way to start the day. Breakfast served until 11 a.m.